You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. This is Dr. Marvin. We're coming here live from San Diego, La Jolla, KPRZ. This is Let's Talk Dentistry, where we really do talk about dentistry. So for the next half hour, Let's Talk Dentistry. Our telephone lines are going to be open. This is your opportunity to give us a call and to ask us some questions. My buddy Ernest is here to answer your calls. So call me right now, 866-K-PRAISE. That's 866-577-2473. Once we get going, we're going to get going. So if you have any questions, now is the best time to call. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-K-PRAISE. If this is your first time listening to this show, let me tell you a little bit about me, a little bit about what we do, and tell you a little bit about how it's a little bit different. If you have a dental concern or if you have a dental problem, you got like a toothache, you have a partial denture that's not working, you got a missing tooth, you just haven't been to the dentist in quite a while, now is the time for you to listen up. Listen to me every single week at the same time, same place, 8:30, and I come to you live. I am a licensed dentist here in California and other states, and one of the things that we provide is natural dentistry. You may not have heard of natural dentistry before because not many dentists know about it, and therefore they don't talk about it. But just like you would go to a health food store to get healthier foods, you would go to our practice because you want healthier dentistry. So the question is, what's wrong with regular dentistry? Just like growing up, if you grew up and food that you ate you thought was normal, let's say you ate some fruits, vegetables, and you thought it was normal, but as you became more aware of what's going on and realizing that it's not what it seems, and just because it looks good doesn't necessarily mean it is good. So when you have this heightened awareness, you start realizing that you need to scrutinize things and understand where it's coming from, and you want to choose the healthiest option. That's why you choose healthier foods. You may know of the healthier foods, but maybe you can't afford it, or maybe you just don't want you don't think it's worth it, or you don't see any value in it. Well, that's fine. But there are a lot of people out there that want the healthier option, and that's what we provide for dentistry. We provide a healthier option. We really focus on dentistry for health, as opposed to dentistry to fight disease. And there's a keen difference there. And if you've listened to our show for a while, you'll know that we talk about health as our ultimate concern, okay, and our ultimate goal, as opposed to just being reactive to disease. It's a paradigm shift, and hopefully you'll be able to understand with me, and hopefully it'll make common sense to take care of problems before they begin. I know it's a radical idea, but it's really important that we really focus on this. Hello, this is Let's Talk Dentistry. How can I serve you? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, doctor. I had a question about my tooth.
Okay.
They put a crown on it, which is a partial crown, and I'm still having trouble with the tooth regarding cold and hot and putting and chewing on it. It's a molar.
Okay.
And they're talking about doing a root canal.
Okay.
Which I'm not real happy about. And I was wondering if there's any alternative to that.
Absolutely. Number one reason why people get root canals is because of toothaches and tooth pains. And why we get toothaches and tooth pains is really the question that we need to figure out. Dentists are very quick to pull the trigger when you have a toothache and saying, you need to do a root canal. And I don't know if you've listened to me before, my views on root canals, but there are some things that you can do before you get a root canal. Things that are more preventative, more effective, less invasive, and very quick and inexpensive, a lot less expensive than doing a root canal. So it depends on what the symptoms are. So you mentioned cold sensitivity and also biting on it. Is that correct? Is that everything?
Yes.
Okay. Is it on the upper tooth, lower tooth, right side, or left side?
Lower right.
Okay. The last tooth or the second to last tooth?
I believe it's the second to the last.
Okay. Can you tell me why you had to have a crown or a partial crown placed?
I was having problems with sensitivity to it, and the same issue, I was having trouble chewing on that side. I can hardly chew on that side now with anything substantial.
Okay.
And so they put a crown on it, which I was surprised at the crown because I have another crown, and it covers the complete tooth. This one only covers half of the tooth.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that we do a lot of these partial crowns. Sometimes they're called onlays. And the reason why is because we want to preserve as much tooth as possible. So you only want to remove enough needed for to have the best restoration put on there. So I'm okay with a partial crown if that's what was done.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any cavities in that tooth?
No, according to them, I have no cavities at all.
Okay. And so the reason why they did a partial crown is because of sensitivity reasons?
Yes.
Okay, is the sensitivity worse now than it was before you even did the procedure?
Well, it's been a while. It's kind of hard for me to remember, but it's still very sensitive to cold and the biting. So it hasn't changed any, but it's been a good 6 months or longer.
Okay. Have you had any braces in the past or any orthodontics?
Yes, long time ago.
Okay. Did you have any teeth extracted at that time?
Yes.
Okay.
Four, and then I was in a car accident, and I lost a number of teeth in that. So I do have the partials. I have the implants.
Okay. So you've been in a car accident. Have you had any body or structural work to get your body back into alignment?
No, I do see a chiropractor for my lower back, but nothing, everything else seems to be working okay.
Okay. You see what detail I get into? I look at the whole picture, and I'm going to tell you that you need to get your bite fixed, okay? And that might be the reason why I'm going to almost guarantee you that's the reason why your tooth hurts. Okay, because your tooth is in an artificial position. Because you've had orthodontics and you had natural teeth removed, you had what was called bicuspids removed, we have a lot of this, your teeth are in the wrong position and your body it doesn't feel comfortable in those positions. But your jaw doesn't have sensors in it which says put it into the right position, because your teeth, when you bring your jaws together, your teeth come together, your teeth are hitting improperly. And it's usually hitting one or two particular teeth harder than the others, and those teeth become more symptomatic. And that's the reason why they're causing you sensitivity. So by doing a partial crown does nothing to the jaw. It does nothing to the bite. In fact, it probably makes the bite worse, because now you have a new artificial crown, and that's what's causing the jaw to go further out of alignment. So if you were to come to my practice and I would do an exam, I would see if you are hitting on that tooth first. And then if you are, I would refer you to my chiropractor to do a special alignment. Dr. Adam Fogelman at the Center for Advanced Medicine, he's going to do a special adjustment. And when he does that special adjustment, you're going to come immediately over to my practice, and Dr. Goddess and I will help balance out your bite so that when you bite down, you're going to be biting down on all your teeth as opposed to one particular tooth. Does that make sense?
Okay. Definitely.
Okay. So you need your body in correct alignment before you can adjust teeth, because what we're doing is irreversible. Actually, a lot of dentistry is irreversible. Okay. One other thing that I would do as a safety precaution, we have a phenomenal new technology. It's called oxygen ozone therapy. Okay, not many dentists utilize this because it's not taught. But this oxygen ozone therapy, you can even Google it. oxygen or ozone in dentistry, and you can find out there are a lot of applications. But one of some of the applications that has worked really well for a lot of our patients, I mean a lot of our patients, and it works instantly, is ozone oxygen therapy on sensitive teeth. And it's non-invasive, it's quick, it's relatively inexpensive. We don't have to drill in the teeth, we don't have to numb it up. We remineralize the tooth and it goes away instantly. Sensitivity is a huge issue these days, a huge issue, okay? It's just dentists don't know how to treat it, okay?
Yeah.
So those are the two things that I would definitely recommend, okay? And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of dentists out there aren't familiar with these techniques. So what they're going to recommend is what they know, and what they know is root canal therapy.
Right.
All right. Does that sound like a... sound like a plan for you?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for calling. You call back anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's a great question. Wonderful question. I hope that she was able to understand what I'm saying. I hope that you understand what we're saying. And this is the details that we go through when we deal with our patients. We get down to the root cause of the problem. And orthodontics, even though it was done a long time ago, could be one of the root causes of the problem, so that we need to figure that out. The jaw can be out of alignment, root cause of the problem, so we got to figure that out. All of this can be done before you start doing any irreversible or invasive dentistry. And I think root canal therapy, I even think crowns and fillings now are more invasive than necessary sometimes. And so even before extraction. So if you want this honest approach, if this makes sense, you should call our office, okay? Our office is that type of office which really figures out what the root cause of the problem. Now, it's not for everyone. Some people just want the quick fix. They don't want explanations. They just want, just go ahead and do it. Then that's not our office. But if you want to schedule a visit at our office, let me give you that number right now. Get a pen and pad ready. But our telephone number is 760-536-1199. 760-536-1199. Because it is a holiday weekend, and we won't be returning calls probably till Tuesday or even Thursday and Friday. And I do want to encourage you to go on our website. We're redoing our website, but go out to our website. It's trynaturaldentistry.com. Try Natural Dentistry. It's like it's spelled. But one thing I want you to be aware of is I want you to get on our email newsletter list. And here's the reason why. When you are on our email newsletter list, you get updates, emails of the best specials that we had. We had a special this week, and we were bombarded with calls because everyone wanted to get in. It was actually a free consultation. And we got over 30 calls from this limited time offer, and it ended on Friday. So it was spanning from Tuesday to Friday, and only those people on our list were able to get that. So be sure to get on our list. The other way that you can find out about some of our promotions is through our Facebook page. You want to go to facebook.com. That's if you aren't on Facebook, then you should be on Facebook, because more than half of the United States is on Facebook, and that number, half of the United States, doesn't include people under 13. So there's a lot of people on Facebook. If you're not on it, get on it. Even if you don't need to do a bunch of stuff, you can get to our special Facebook page, and that Facebook page is facebook.com/naturaldentistry. We have about 199 people that are fans of the page. If you go on that page, you'll also get a list, a free list of our products that we use in our office, our biocompatible list. So if you want to go to your dentist and say, hey, I have this list, do you have these products? Then they could use more biocompatible materials. But just kind of remember that not everyone is biocompatible with all products, even the biocompatible products that I have. It's an all relative term. Some are more biocompatible than others. But if you go on our page right now, you can even ask questions. Okay, if you don't want to phone into the radio station here, you can actually ask questions on our Facebook page, and then we'll surely answer those questions. And sometimes we'll take those questions, just like the caller this morning, we'll make an article about that and put it on our website so people like you can also find out more about it. But we also put some recent news on our a Facebook page, and some of the things that I just put on about 18 minutes ago is a report about how the U.S. is phasing out mercury amalgam fillings. And this is a phenomenal report. It's been out for about 3 or 4 months, actually, I think since December. And I tell you that things are changing because people are becoming more aware of it, and dentists are going to have to comply. Dentists have been told years after year after year for over 150 years that mercury fillings are safe. Okay, that's false data. That's false research. That's why the U.S. government and governments all around the world are starting to phase out mercury fillings, because of the toxicity of the mercury that's inside it. Because everyone knows that mercury is toxic. They just don't know that the mercury fillings contain mercury that also leaks. So you can find the information on our Facebook page. That's why you want to become a fan of our page. We also have, yesterday I posted something about a secret ingredient that a lot of dentists are talking about. So it's not really becoming a secret anymore. Your dentist might have been talking about it. It's a special natural plant-based sugar. It's called xylitol. I'll spell it out. It's X-Y-T-L-I-T-O-L, xylitol. It's a plant sugar that a lot of dentists are now recommending, and you'll start seeing it in a lot of chewing gums. The only problem that I have with this, actually it's a big problem, is biocompatibility, meaning that not everyone is good with this sugar. Some people can take this sugar and it's fine, but other people can take this sugar and cause upset stomachs, so they can be severely allergic to this. So I don't want you to just run out and just get this type of gum. You need to be tested, and we do that at our office. So if you want to be tested on a certain sugar, or if you know someone that can test you on these, get it tested before. Because xylitol, it doesn't... The research that is coming out right now, I've known about this for over 15 years. And this xylitol, the mechanism that they had theorized was that the bacteria would eat the xylitol like it would regular sugar, and the bacteria would die, and then therefore there won't be much of that bacteria anymore. Well, this latest study that came out was that they had kids, mothers of kids, they used these special xylitol wipes that they wiped their teeth with, and then they measured how much of the bacteria there. It's called Streptococcus mutans, which is the bacteria that is the culprit for cavities. And what they found out is that using these wipes did not lower the amounts of strep mutans, but it did lower the amount of cavities. So this xylitol is a great topic, or a great sugar to use if you're biocompatible with it, if you want to prevent cavities, especially in kids. So good information. It's on our Facebook page. I'm going to be putting an article on that soon. And lastly, I want to just kind of report on a patient. We have very, very good patients. I absolutely love our patients. They are very intuitive. They are able to tell if something is good or not, and we want patients like that to come in, and they're able to actually report on results. And these people are pretty skeptic, and I'm a skeptic. Believe me, before I started doing this type of dentistry, I was like, man, this is all quackery. This is all made up. This is not, you know, based on science. But then I figured out that it is based on science, and I would much rather use a more natural approach whenever possible. If you have a problem, try a natural approach before you try the surgery or before you try the medications. So this information is very important. So we got patients that come in that are skeptical, but they leave believing because they see the results, and the results speak for themselves, as they say. Hello, this is Dr. Marvin on Let's Talk Dentistry. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling about the amalgam fillings.
Okay.
So you said that they're phasing out the amalgam fillings?
Yes, the United States government has already started to announce. It's going to take a while, and there's a lot of people that are going to be resisting, but they've announced that they're going to phase out amalgam fillings because some countries already have phased it out, and the U.S. is trying to follow in those footsteps.
Yeah, because I work at a dentist office, and we do very few amalgams, but mm-hmm. it's, funny to me that that's the thing that insurance will cover. So that's why some people get them, because they just want to get the covered benefit, even though we, you know, we have a notice of the, a warning of the dangers of mercury.
That's correct.
And we also tell them, you know, we also tell them, we tell them just, you know, like the thermometer, how mercury expands and contracts also,
mm-hmm.
you know, when with temperatures.
Right.
So, I mean, even being educated with it being harmful, they'll put it in their children's mouths.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we just, what we'll do is just give them the composite instead of the mercury and just, you know, charge them the you know, amalgam price or
right.
give it to them like that, just for the safety of the children.
That's phenomenal. I'm glad that you're doing it, and I'm glad the doctor has decided to do that, because really these mercury fillings, of all people, they should be not be put into children, and they should not be put into parents that are women, mothers that are going to be having children, because that mercury can get into the placenta, into the infant, and then here they are with all of these problems growing up. And you know, we want to live in a toxin-free world. Why are we introducing this stuff? So great for you guys to do that. The problem is that composite fillings are more difficult. They're more expensive from the dentist's point of view. And, you know, a lot of times they get a bad rap because if they're not done properly, then they'll come out and then dentists will say, okay, well, just go ahead and do amalgams again. So that's unfortunate. The other unfortunate thing is that you got to look at insurance companies. And I know insurance companies are good because I have insurance in everything, okay? Car, home, auto, umbrella, you know, malpractice, everything, business insurance, you know, and it's necessary. But remember, business insurance companies are a business, and they're in it for a profit. And so if they can pay less because for an amalgam filling or a mercury filling than they do for a composite, that's what they're going to do. And I'm hoping that this U.S. phase out of amalgam will mean that insurance companies are not going to obviously cover amalgam fillings because they're banned, and they're going to go ahead and start covering more composite or plastic fillings in the back of the mouth. And that's great for everyone.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be great. And actually, it'll be great for you as an auxiliary in the office, so that it can protect you. Because one of the biggest problems that we're having is that personnel in the dental office, not everyone, but some people, are being affected by the same mercury that's being placed into these people. So I encourage you to get checked for your levels of mercury, because you're being exposed at a higher rate than most people that don't work in a dental office.
And how do you get checked for that?
Okay, that's a very good question. And the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to go to a regular doctor, okay? Because a regular doctor is going to take blood and they're going to say, okay, how much mercury or how much is in your blood? And that's the wrong test, because mercury is not found in blood normally, okay? At really, really high levels of mercury, it can be, but mercury travels and it goes into the cells, okay, of your system. It goes into your brain. It goes into your fat cells. It goes into your liver cells, and it has to be detoxed. So it has to be a special way. So one thing is, you don't want to go to a regular doctor. You want to actually go to a doctor that knows how to pull it out of the cells and then pull it into the urine to figure out how much is in there. So an alternative MD, if you want to call our office, we can give you telephone numbers of practitioners that we work with that help to remove the mercury in the body. And we typically remove the mercury out of the body after we've removed it from the mouth, because the mouth is the main source of mercury. Okay. So good information.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Call our office. I'll give you that telephone number, and then we'll give you a list of practitioners that are able to remove mercury and other heavy metals. It's not just mercury out there, but other heavy metals from your body. Okay, so that telephone number, I'll just let you off the air, but just keep on listening. I'll give you that telephone number.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, that number is 760-536-1199. Or if you want, you can actually email us. If you email us, email is info. It's info at naturaldentistry.us. info@naturaldentistry.us. Don't put .com because it won't work, okay? So, great show. We talked a little bit about Facebook, okay? We talked a little bit about ozone, a little bit about xylitol, a lot about the phase-out. Talk about if you have tooth sensitivity, okay? It's very important that you take care of these issues, dealing with the bite and using ozone therapy. Great stuff. I want you to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/naturaldentistry. And if you do that, if you like our page, if you click on it and you like our page, and then when you come in for your first visit, we'll give you $25 off your next visit. $25 off your next visit. So it's a comprehensive exam or something like that. So go to our Facebook page, facebook.com, or if you want to call us at our office, that's 760-536-1199. That's a great show. I'll see you next week. I'll talk to you next time. Just keep smiling. I'm out.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.